I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Asheville Citizen Times reporter Mackenzie Lunsford. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you looked at beers and babies, essentially.
Yeah,
now, some people say maybe the beer leads to babies, but...
Some people do say that.
Asheville breweries and other bars and other places that serve alcohol sort of relaxing their regulations on bringing children into these places because sort of something that was thought before to be a very bad idea. But this is changing. Tell us about what you looked at.
Yeah, I was intrigued by the fact that it all started because there's a brewery called Archetype opening or has opened now on the west side of Asheville. And I was intrigued by the fact that their tap room was not only family friendly in an unspoken way, which a lot of places seem to be around Asheville, right? We all see the free range kids in the breweries from time to time. It's a thing. They seem to kind of extend the welcome mat to these families with some neat toys, some blocks, smaller kids' tables. I read this in their press release, but have not seen it with my own eyes yet. But apparently a build-your-own brewery kit for kids, which is the most West Asheville thing I've ever heard, and incredibly charming. But then I found out that they do a story time twice a month at 4 p.m., that is obviously family friendly. And I looked into it a little bit more, and the two owners, their wives, one of them runs PR and the other one is tap room manager. They've put this story time hour together, or they call it story time, not hour, because the kids can't make the entire hour apparently without going crazy. But they put this time together so that families have time together at 4 p.m. at the end of a crazy day.
And this makes economic sense for breweries to do these, or beer gardens or places that serve alcohol. I guess it makes more sense for them, but I think breweries in particular, this is making economic sense for them. That's why they're doing it, right?
Right, certainly. I mean, there are two ways to look at it. A lot of these breweries that are extending the welcome mat to families, they have kids themselves, and they want to have their kids involved in some way in their business. And a lot of times kids are too young to be involved in a meaningful way. So like the owners of Archetype who have toddlers, they have the story time thing. But then also, yes, children do drive purchasing decisions in a big way. Just look at the kinds of houses that families buy, right? If you have kids, you're more likely to get a house on a cul-de-sac and not buy right in the center of downtown. In a much smaller way, if you are going to go out for a beer or a bite, you're most likely, if you have children, to look for places that are family friendly, right? It's kind of a no-brainer. And when you live in a place like Asheville, where families abound, it just makes good economic sense to let them come to your establishment.
There are those who, when they go out to these places, don't want to be around children.
Sure.
And your article also looked at how there are some breweries that have certain areas that children are allowed in. So talk about that, what you saw when you looked at all these sort of that.
Yeah, there are some places that are very family friendly. There are some places that I wonder if they thought that they would be as family friendly when they opened. And one of those places is Highland Brewing Company. And I know, you know, that Leah Wong has a child, or maybe more than one herself. So I'm sure that she is into the whole family friendly notion. But so they have that meadow where kids are running around like crazy, especially on Fridays, if you've ever been out there. But I think that also being, you know, adults who probably like to be away from children as well, they put up this beautiful, beautiful rooftop spot where you can't bring anyone under 21. And it's for safety reasons. But yeah, I tried to go up there with my 4-week-old baby and a baby carrier and was not allowed. So they're very strict on enforcing that policy. So kid-friendly zones are good for parents. Non-kid-friendly zones are good for everybody who wants to get away from kids for a time, which is probably all of us.
And lastly, this sort of shows a shift in alcohol laws and regulation, really, that we've been seeing ever since the end of Prohibition. But as we were talking before we started, North Carolina saw Prohibition longer than any state in the U.S. So talk about that this is sort of this is just another shift in the trends of where alcohol laws are going in North Carolina and the U.S.
Sure. I think that, you know, most people are aware that the temperance movement was pushed along by women who were frustrated for many reasons, of course, but one of them being their husbands were spending all of their time and probably all of their money in bars. And to kind of bring the family back home, they pushed this idea of temperance. And now we've come not even 100 years later to a place where not only obviously are women allowed to drink in bars and nobody even thinks about that sort of thing, we're coming to a place where people are bringing the family to the bar rather than trying to bring the men home from the bars to the families. So it's an interesting cultural movement. But it's not one that's new, especially if you look at Europe, if you look at places like Germany that have centuries old beer cultures. One of the women involved in Archetype Brewing, whose husband owns it, her name is Karina. She's from England, and she said the family-style pub is so very common there. They have playgrounds outside the pubs, the idea being to keep the kids out of the pub itself, but they still understand that people are going to bring their children there because they are community centers, and communities involve people of all ages and people of all backgrounds, which is kind of what some of these brewery owners were talking about. We want our establishment to be a place where people can talk about different viewpoints and where people of different ages can hang out. And some people even said it might be healthy for children to watch adults imbibe alcohol in a responsible manner.
Mackenzie Lunsford, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.